Proclamation number 6473 of 11th of February, 1956. Spiritual turnaround forthcoming. In a new epoch, the development of the spiritual will continue again, which came to a complete standstill at the end of this earth. The danger of the spiritual's regression is so great that the earth's creations will be dissolved and people on earth will also have to end their lives in order to ascend again in a different form. It is such a total transformation of all existing things on earth that this can justifiably be called the emergence of a new earth, a new creation which offers the human eye unimaginable things because God's creative will is expressed in works which testify to His unsurpassable wisdom and omnipotence, which make God's glory obvious. And everything that exists will pass away. This turning point is imminent for you humans in a very short time. The fact that God is therefore still trying to rouse people, that they are still being influenced in every way in order to spiritually direct their thoughts, and that servants are still being raised up everywhere who point to the near end and warn and admonish them to give up the world and seek God, is all too understandable for those who have grasped the gravity of the time. But all this is ignored by the people of the world. And because of them the earth will also be transformed, for they do not make use of the life they have been given as human beings for spiritualization but go backwards in their development. They strive again for that which they had long since overcome. But nothing comes over people without prior announcement. Everywhere the voice of God resounds, and everywhere the news of what is about to happen presses in. But only a few ever open themselves to this voice and listen to it, only a few live consciously and in view of the near end. And since no coercion can be exerted on people, no great ascent or success will be recorded anymore, which God foresaw from eternity and therefore He fixed the end of this earth in His plan of salvation. And the day of the end will come like a thief in the night. When no one expects it, it will take people by surprise. And therefore you are all commanded to be on the alert, and to be ready at all times for the Lord to come and demand an account of you. You should always be ready to receive Him. Then you need fear nothing, whatever comes your way. For His word fulfills itself, and He is repeatedly pointed to the end through seers and prophets, and He will do so until the last hour. Again and again He will announce His coming through the mouth of servants on earth. Again and again He will let the passing away of the old and the coming into being of a new earth be predicted by those servants. He will inform people and initiate them into His plan of salvation from eternity, because He never omits His admonitions and warnings where He still hopes to win a soul for His kingdom. But everything can only happen within the framework of landfulness, and therefore no human being will be forced to believe. But every person can believe it, for God gives every person signs enough, and every person only needed to open his eyes and ears and see what happens around him. Every person could believe it, for world events alone would have to make him think and consider a decisive turn to be credible. And God will give ever clearer signs the closer it is to the end. And things will happen which will force the human being to think. But with what success is left up to him. But everything that can be done to save the soul will still be done until the last hour. However, whatever the success, the day of the end is irrevocably fixed and an earthly and spiritual turning point is imminent. and then everything will arise anew in splendor and glory, and a new era of redemption will begin and lead everything spiritual to perfection which had to interrupt its path of development on the old earth, so that the ascent can now take place again in lawful order on the new earth. Amen.